You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
One chapter ahead. See, the spirit of one chapter ahead is that in this spiritual family that we live in, we value leadership development, and we have leaders who are so eager to empower you for leadership because we believe in every single one here in this spiritual family. Do you appreciate that? Appreciate ba natin yan? So, grabe, no? Sarap lang maging part ng spiritual family. In fact, it's so good to be here in Victory Metro East. Happy ba tayo na nandito tayo ngayong umaga? Sino dito, you're happy because you're seated beside a gorgeous person, okay? Merong magandang lalaki, magandang asawa mo, nakatabi mo, ayan, okay. Sino dito, happy kayo na nandito ngayon? Alright, so marami naman. Can we just do this, okay? Para naman medyo maiba ng konti. Can we just all stand up? Stand up, okay? I'd like you to do this, okay? I'd like to ask you a huge favor. Okay lang po ba yun? I'd like to ask you a huge favor today. I'd like for you, you know, before we proceed with a word, no, I'd like for you to greet by shaking hands or high-fiving someone and just say, I'm so glad that you're here today. Okay, can you do that to 5 people? Okay, around your chairs, or maybe if you want to go out a bit, okay lang po yan. If you want to cross, you know, some aisles here, it's okay. Can you greet 5 people? Can you say, I'm so glad that you're here this morning? Sabihin mo sa kanya, ang gwapo mo ngayon. Ang ganda mo ngayon. Oh, don't sit down, okay? Make sure you get 5. 5 people, okay? 5 people. Okay. Huwag po tayong uupo. Alam ni Lord kung sino hindi pa nakaka-5. Okay. Ayan, okay. Alright. That's so good. Thank you so much. Palakpakan naman po natin yung bawat isa. Thank you so much for doing that. You know, again, going back to our word, no? The reason why we are speaking about this core value of ours, one chapter ahead, about leadership development, is really because we believe that everyone can be a leader. Whether you believe it or not, we believe that you are a leader. Can you look at the person sitting right next to you? Mukha po bang leader yan? See, someone said, Pastor, I don't think I'm a leader because I'm very shy. Di ba yung mga leadership, yun yung mga matapang yung kayang magsalita sa harap, people who can speak, people who are eloquent, people who can deliver good speeches. Yun yung mga leader, pero ako, Lord, pero ako Pastor, hindi ako ganun. I'm just a shy person. I'm just content with just serving in the sidelines. And so, meron po ba dito shy kayo? Ayan. Meron. Okay, may mga shy. Okay. Pero alam niyo po, nung nag-raise kayo ng hands, hindi na kayo shy. Okay? Nawala na yung shyness niyo nan. But you know what? There's an interesting finding by sociologists according to Dr. John Maxwell. But John Maxwell said this, okay? Can you go to John Maxwell? Said there, sociologists found out that the most introvert or the most shy individual, okay, will be able to influence. Imagine this. They will be able to influence 10,000 people. Can you say 10,000? 10,000 other people during his or her lifetime. He's the one who also said that leadership basically is influence. If you're someone who is able to influence others, then definitely you are a leader. And this study is showing that if you are shy, for those of us here who are shy, okay, imagine that in your whole lifetime, you'll be able to influence 10,000 people. Imagine, have you ever imagined yourself influencing 10,000 people? It's amazing, isn't it? It's an amazing truth, and at the same time, it's a humbling truth, isn't it? That you're able to influence a lot of people. Because you know what? Maybe you are here, you're a grandparent. Guess what? Your testimony, what you say to your grandkids, it matters because you are a leader to them. If you are a parent, you are a leader in your home. If you're a dad, if you're a father here, you are a leader. You are the leader of your family. If you're a student here in this place, guess what? God has called you as well to be a leader in your campus. God has called you to be a leader in your high school. If you are a working professional here, God has called you to be a leader in that place. Because you don't realize it. Hindi mo na napapansin yan, but people are actually looking at you. People are looking at you, and most of the times, they're copying the things that you're doing good. They're copying the things that they're saying, oy, parang okay yun ah. Oy, parang okay yung porma niya ngayon. I like that bag. Okay, I like that shoe. And so, ginagaya ka nila because you are a person of influence. Kaysa, pakisabi naman po sa katabi natin, you are a leader. Yeah. All of us here are leaders. But here's the thing. If we are all leaders, okay, maybe you indulge, okay, this preaching and say, oh, sige na nga, Pastor, I'm gonna, just for this preaching, okay, just for this preaching, say, sige nga, what if I say, oh, see, I'd believe you that you're telling me I'm a leader. If you're saying me that I am a leader, okay, how will I grow naman as a leader? Because we don't want to just be any kind of leader, isn't it? We want to be good leaders, isn't it? Gusto natin maging good influence tayo dun sa kasama natin. Ayaw natin na BI tayo, di ba, yung bad influence? Ayaw natin doon. Gusto natin maging influence tayo ng mabuti doon sa mga kasama natin. And so we want to be good leaders. And so a good question that we can ask today is, how can we be, if we are leaders, how can we be good leaders? How can I be a good influence to my family? How can I be a good influence in my campus? How can I be a good influence in my community, in my neighborhood? How can I be a good influence to my friends? And so to answer that today, we're going to look at a scripture. We're going to look at 2 Timothy chapter 2. And from this scripture, we're going to look at three qualities. I'm going to give you today three qualities of a good leader. Three qualities of a good leader based from the life of the Apostle Paul. And so, basahin po natin yung scripture. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn it to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Okay. It says there, 2 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2. You then, my son, this is the Apostle Paul writing to his disciple or his student or yung mini-mentor niya si Timothy. Sabi niya, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. Can we just pause for a moment and pray? Lord, I thank you for your words. And Lord, most of all, I thank you for Victory Metro East. Father, thank you for my brothers and sisters here in this room. God, Lord, thank you for each one of them. I thank you that each one of them, they have unique and special destinies in Christ. Father, thank you that each one you have called to be positive influencers of their societies, Lord, of this society, of their communities, of their campuses, of their families, most especially. And so, God, Lord, today, I pray that you would help us all illuminate our minds, O God, so that we would glean from the life of the Apostle Paul, so that we also can be good leaders. Because that is your calling for us, and that is the grace that you've given every single one of us. Thank you in Jesus' name. And everyone say, Amen. 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 So, bago po tayo pumunta dun sa three qualities, let me just give you the background of the story. Pastor Paul, or the Apostle Paul here, no? He was writing this letter, okay, to his disciple Timothy. And the context of this is he was writing this letter during the time that he was imprisoned. And several times po kasing nakulong si Apostle Paul, no? And so, but then this one, ito na yung last imprisonment niya kasi ito na yung mamamatay na siya. He was about to be executed, and imagine that he's going to be executed. He knows his time is almost up, and then he still wrote a letter to his disciple, his spiritual son. That's what he said, Timothy. Now, si Timothy at this time was about 30 years old. Anyone of you here, you're 30 years old. Walang gustong umamin. Okay lang, sige. Okay lang naman, sige. Anyone of you, you still feel like a teenager? Ayan, okay. Parang iba, parang, kanagana, no? But he was 30 years old at this time. And he's already a pastor because the Apostle Paul turned over the pastorship of the church in Ephesus to him. And so imagine that a young guy, a young pastor, about 30 years old, and then he was now a pastor of this huge, it's a big enough congregation. But not just that, but it is located in a city. Sobrang diverse po nitong city nito. Marami mga influential people, marami mga tao na well-off in the society, maraming educated, marami mga philosophers. And so grabe yung composition ng church niya at that time. And so he was pastoring that kind of church. And if you know Timothy from the Bible, you would find out that Timothy is not your typical, you know, sobrang strong na pastor. You know, he was actually very timid. He was very shy as well. And so that's why Paul kept on encouraging him, kept on speaking life to him so that he would be able to do what he's called to do. And so during that time as well that he was pastoring, Paul knew about a dilemma that Timothy was in. In fact, Timothy was having a hard time pastoring because some of the members of his church, medyo iba-iba yung doctrines na alam nila. Iba-iba yung mga teachings na nagki-creep in. And some of the philosophers in his congregation, pinipilosopo siya. Okay, so minsan siguro nagpipreach si Timothy and then merong siguro biglang magsasabi na totoo ba yan? Parang ganon. How do you know? Nasaan galing yung mga dinosaurs? Mga ganon. So, hindi ko alam kung ganon yung ginagawa sa kanya habang nagpipreach siya. So, sobrang nahihirapan na siya. He was so challenged and that is why it was during this time that Paul used this opportunity to write a letter to write a word of encouragement. Can you say encouragement? Encouragement to Timothy. In fact, that is the first quality of a good leader. A good leader, simply put, is someone who encourages. Anyone of you here, you know of someone who encourages you a lot? Meron po ba nang i-encourage sa atin? Okay, so tatlo lang. Okay. Tatlo lang yung may nang i-encourage. Maraming kailangan po ng encouragement ngayong umaga. No? And so, you know, we all need encouragement. And here, Timothy got his encouragement. In fact, if you look at verse 1, sabi doon, "You then, my son, be strong in the grace of God." I highlighted the word "my son" there is because he's saying, "Anak, alam mo, hindi man tayo magkaano-ano, pero I treat you as my own. You are like my son. Be strong in the Lord." Siguro kung may Twitter account si Timothy tsaka si Paul, siguro tinweet siguro ni Paul si Timothy at that time. "Timothy, my son, be strong." Okay? Hashtag kapit lang. Hashtag, okay? May grace din si Lord para sa'yo. Okay. And so grabe, no? He was so encouraging to him. And you know what? Encouragement is so important. Have you ever been in a situation wherein you're facing a huge problem, perhaps financial problem, perhaps a credit card problem, or perhaps a physical ailment that you have, and parang hindi mo na alam kung ano yung gagawin mo para ma-solve yung problem na yun, and you're just so ready to throw in the towel. You're just so ready to give up. Have you ever experienced that? So some of us here, or many of us here, have experienced that, but have you ever experienced during those times wherein someone that you know, someone that you love, or a friend just texted you and say, "You know what? I'm praying for you. I know what you're going through, but I'm praying for you." How many of you appreciate those kinds of friends? I mean, you would appreciate that. Parang uhaw na uhaw ka. You're so thirsty and someone gave you a cold drink. That's what an encouragement feels, isn't it? It's like parang wala ka ng courage, but then pinasukan ka ulit ng courage. That's what encourage means. And so, ganun po yung nangyari kay Timothy. Ganun po yung ginawa ni Paul kay Timothy. And so, we need those kinds of people who will encourage us. And if you are a leader, we need to learn that kind of, habit or that attitude or that skill of encouraging others. I want to share with you this quote. This is an interesting quote from William Ward. He said this. Okay, he's an author, an early 1900s author, and he said, "If flatter me, and I may not believe you; criticize me, and I may not like you; ignore me, and I may not forgive you; encourage me, and I will not forget you." Have you ever experienced that? You know, someone just encouraged you through a text.
And I'm sure all of us have received those kinds of messages. Na kung titingnan natin ngayon yung cellphone mo, kasama dun sa inbox mo, yung sa may yung mga old messages na nakuha mo, kay siguro nung mga first time mo pa nako, 2-3 years ago pa, nandyan pa rin yung text messages ng encouragement sa'yo. Nandyan pa rin yung sinabi ng asawa mo na, honey, I love you. Nandyan pa rin yung sinabi ng friend mo na, you know what, we're here for you. Tapos sinabi ng ibang office mates mo, we're supporting you, it's still there. Nandyan pa rin yung nilagay ng crush mo na, you know, good night, chup, tsaka mwa. I'm sure it's still there because we all love encouragement. And as Ward said, William Ward said, we never forget those kinds of encouragements. Is that true? Totoo ba yun? You know, personally, a lot of people has encouraged me. But you know what? Pastor Winston, when I was still in college, you know, he has encouraged me in a huge way. When I was in college, imagine this, I'm 6'1", and my body's not like this. Okay, ngayon kasi medyo maganda na eh, no? Pero nung bata po ako, teenager, yung katawan ko nun para akong tingting. Laki ng ulo, laki ng tenga, tapos parang tingting yung katawan. Sobrang payat ko po nun, pag tumagilid ako, hindi niya na ako makikita. And so, ganong klaseng payat, ano, hindi naman siguro, exaggerated ng konti yan. But then, that was so thin then, and nobody would believe that I can be or will be a leader someday or I can be a pastor. But then in my 18th birthday or 19th birthday, Pastor Winston wrote me this letter and I actually saved it and I took a picture of it last night. Sabi dyan, no? Dear Christian, happy birthday, bro. You're an excellent man who is destined to be a leader in your generation. I believe God has deposited gifts, skills, and abilities in you to fulfill your great calling in life. Be a man of prayer, man of faith, vision, and perseverance. I'm here to help you and support you if you need anything. Love in Christ, Kuya Winston. Nakailang lipat na po ako ng bahay. Nakailang tapon na rin ng mga trash, pero yung mga ganyang letter, hindi ko tinatapon yan. Even this letter, I believe, you know, when I read that, I'm just so thankful that there are people in this world that even though I don't believe in myself, they believe in me. That even though I don't look at myself that way, there are people like Pastor Winston, Kuya Winston to me, who sees me less like that. So that is the power of an encouragement. In fact, I can be confident to say that I won't be standing here in front of you as a pastor if not for the encouragement that I've received from this man. And so I really appreciate this man. Let's give Pastor Winston another big round of applause. Thank you, Pastor Winston. Sabi mo, if I need anything, di ba? Mamaya sabihan ko sa'yo. Okay. You know, we all need those kinds of encouragement. And I'm glad that we have people here in this church who encourage us. Are you glad that there are people here in church who encourage you? But you know what? I hope that it's not just here in church. I hope it also happens in our homes. In fact, I want to ask you this. When was the last time you encouraged your spouse? When was the last time you said to your honey, babe, ang sarap ng luto mo. Parang walang sinabi yung Vikings sa luto mo. When was the last time you said to your husband, alam mo, no matter what happens, I'm here to support you because I love you. I mean, if you're a husband, and sobrang narinig mo yung ganong encouragement sa asawa mo, kahit na siguro ilang gera yung padala sa'yo, okay lang eh. Kasi sobrang bumped up ka kasi yung asawa mo mismo nang i-encourage sa'yo. Or how about for a kid? Do you still remember the last time you heard your parents say they're proud of you? Man, or as a parent, when was the last time that you said to your kids, I am proud of you, I am here for you, and I'm going to be there for you wherever, whatever dreams you have, I'm going to support you. Kung ganun po yung na-experience ng mga anak natin, ay man, you can just imagine the kind of life that they will have if they are that encouraged and that empowered. Or how about in the office? When was the last time we said to our coworker, good job? When was the last time we gave him a pat in the back? Because you know what? That pat in the back sometimes is way better than the 13th month, 14th month, 15th month Although we appreciate that as well, right? 13, 14, lalo na kung maabot hanggang 20 months. Okay. Meron bang ganun? Wala. Under the table yung iba. Pero sa church, wala yan. Bakal yun. Anyway, patilit na lang po na sa podcast. Or how about in our homes? When was the last time you said to your household help, "We thank you, ah. Thank you for cooking for us every day. Thank you for making sure that our house is clean every single day." You know, as a leader in your house, your words like that mean the whole world for them. It means a lot for them. And that is why, as a good leader, whenever we encourage, that is a good quality of a good leader. How many of you here you can encourage? Kaya nating mag-encourage ng tao. Pakitaas po yung kamay natin. Lahat po tayo, kaya natin yun, di ba? That is why all of us here, we can all be good leaders because we can encourage. Point number two here, okay, is a good leader also equips. A good leader equips. Going back to the scripture, sabi po ni Timothy ni Paul doon, "And the things you heard me say, and the things you heard me say in the presence of many witnesses." And so perhaps when Timothy was reading this letter, biglang nag-flashback sa kanya lahat the things that I heard him say. And so naalala siguro niya yung first time na inopen ni Paul yung nagkwento siya about the Bible to Timothy. Naalala niya siguro yung first time na narinig niya si Paul na nag-preach. Naalala niya yung mga conversations nila. Naalala niya yung moments na nagkukwentuhan lang sila ni Paul and Paul teaching him about God. And so what? You know, a good leader is someone who not only encourages, but also teaches or equips. Kailangan pala you teach or you equip. And that's actually very easy. Madali lang po yan. Sino po dito yung merong kayong sobrang paboritong pelikula? Okay? Si John Lloyd man yan, si Sarah Geronimo, sobrang gustong-gusto mo, di ba? Sobrang gustong-gusto mo, lahat na lang nakita mo, kinuwento mo na yung movie. Tuloy yung mga iba sabi, ikaw na lang bayaran ko, sige. Kinuwento mo na yung buong pelikula eh. Because we have the capacity to share. Lahat po tayo, we have the capacity to teach. And you know what? If we use that capacity to teach others about the Bible, about biblical leadership, then guess what? That is a good quality of a great leader. That we know how to equip someone. You know, to equip means this. To equip is to, like a ship, yung pong isang mga barko nung araw, What they do is they would load up all the resources necessary for that ship, for the journey of the ship to be successful. Kasi po yung mga ships nung araw, they travel, you know, long distances, so many days in the sea without any resource, and so they need to stock up all the things that they need so that their journey will be a success. And so can you imagine yung mga kargador nun? Di ba, binubuhat nila ang bibigat na mga barrel siguro, kung ano-ano mga pagkain nilalagay nila doon. They patiently did all those things so that the ship will be successful in their journey. See, as a leader, if you think and if you perceive that the people that you are in contact with, they all have great journeys in God, you will be patient to equip them. Mare, ito kailangan mo yan. Mare, ito kailangan mong basahin to eh. Ang ganda nito. One-to-one, ako kailangan mo yan. If you are patient, if you know that, you know, they're bound for a great journey, you will be patient to equip every single one of them. And if you're a parent, okay, meron po ba dito yung mga anak nyo, mga bata pa? So marami sa atin. No? I actually have 3 kids, as Pastor Winston shared. Ito po yung picture ng mga anak ko. That's my youngest is Cammy. Siya po yung nasa harap. Okay? That's my eldest, Gabby. And then my middle child is Miguel. And so, Cammy is 3 years old, Gabby is turning 6, and Miguel just turned 4. And so, sunod-sunod sila, and every time I go home, grabe, parang kahit na anong pagod, ang sarap umuwi. Kasi meron kang mga anak. But then, na-experience mo ba yung mga parents, di ba? Parang sobrang cute na mga anak mo, di ba? Parang ang sarap umuwi, ang sarap mo silang i-hug lang na lagi. Pero, di po ba meron din mga times as parents na kahit na gaano ka-cute yan, napaka-kulit din. Di ba? Hindi pong meron kang pinapagawa pero ayaw gawin, 'di ba? Pinapagising mo na ng umaga pero parang mantika pa rin talaga, ayaw gumising. And so, meron kang sinabi, don't do this. Okay, 'wag mo isaksak yung kamay mo dun sa socket ng kurya ng ano. Ganun pa rin. And so may mga makulit eh, 'di ba? Makulit sila na minsan parang sarap mong tirisin. Okay. But then as a loving parent, as a loving leader, since I know my children, you know, have a great destiny in God, and because God's grace is there, I need to be patient in teaching my kids, in equipping my kids, so that they too can become great leaders one day. And so, even in our office, I hope that we are so, you know, eager as well to equip others. You know, when I graduated from college, I was so blessed to have worked in this multinational company that exports products in the States and all over. And I was so blessed as well because my supervisor at that time was a very generous individual. She was so generous to me. In fact, yung kumpara dun sa ibang boss dun sa office, siya yung pinaka-generous in terms of transferring information. I mean, when I entered the company, sobrang patient siya na nagturo sa akin, itong gawin mo, ganito mag-compose ng marketing letter, ganito gumawa ng proposal, ganito makapag-usap sa mga kliyente, and then she would bring me to places para makamit ko yung mga clients. I was a young kid at that time, but yet her trust and her equipping to me was so valuable and so impactful in my life that because of her, you know what? I'm so thankful for her because of her influence and, you know, teaching me, equipping me, I was promoted several times in the company because of her teachings. And so that is the power of a good leader equipping someone. And so even in your workplaces, even at home, sometimes we get frustrated with our household helps, but the question is, tinuruan mo ba muna kasi? In-equip mo ba muna kasi? Nagagalit ka na agad eh, sinisigaw mo na agad eh, but tinuruan mo na ba kasi siya? A good leader knows he or she needs to equip first. He needs to equip and teach, okay, yung mga nililead niya para mag-grow din sila. So it's important that we equip the people with us. In fact, in this church, we're so grateful, isn't it, that marami mga tao yung naging patient sa atin. Tama ba? Some people were patient for us. In fact, who among you here, your Victory Group leaders? Wow, can we just give a big hand to our Victory Group leaders? You know what? We want to thank all of the Victory Group leaders here because week in and week out, you prepare a word so that we can be encouraged. For all the Victory Group leaders here, we want to thank you because week in and week out, you always remind us, oh, Victory Group natin bukas, ha? Hope to see you, okay? 8 o'clock tayo, okay? So, kita-kita tayo dyan. Kahit na hindi kami nagre-reply, okay lang sa inyo. Like, kahit nisa ini-injan namin kayo, okay lang rin kayo. But then we want to thank you for your patience, for your equipping. In fact, we also want to thank those who did one-to-one to us. Meron ba dito sa'yo tapos na kayo ng one-to-one? Okay? Pakitaas po yung kamay. Yan. Meron po ba dito? In fact, I want to give a gift. Okay? We want to give a gift here today. Any one of you here, okay? Oh, first one na lang siguro na pumunta, Pastor Winston, no? The first one, yung pumunta na lang dito. Kung nandito yung nag one-to-one sa'yo, tsaka kung meron ka rin wina one-to-one sa room na to, tingnan mo na. Kung meron kang kung nandito yung nag one-to-one sa'yo, tsaka yung nag-wina one-to-one ka rito, hindi 1-2-3, ha? Iba po yung 1-2-3. Okay? May wina 1-to-1 ka rito. Can you just please come forward? And we'd like to give you this exclusive 30th, ano ba to? Pastor Winston, 30th anniversary notebook ng Victory. Meron po ba rito? Wow! There! Okay. Okay. Dalawa sila. Okay. Alright. Sino po yung nag-one-to-one? Okay. Kayo po yung win-one-to-one. Okay. Meron po kayong win-one-to-one ngayon din? Wala pa siya dito. Ha? Oh, kaka-start niya pa lang din. Wow. Wow, nice, nice. What's your name? Berna and Carol. Okay, congratulations po. Bigyan natin sa inyo. Yan. Okay, and then you. Yeah, sino po yung nag-one-to-one? Ina-one-to-one mo siya. Wow, what's your name?
Lizelle.
Lizelle? Yeah, and your? Sha. Wow, congratulations. You only have one left, no? Three. Okay, so. Oh, sige. Uy, yung bite naman na nag-go one-to-one. Grabe naman. Thank you po. Sorry po, naubusan na tayo ng price. Pero yung jacket po tsaka yung house and lot, mamaya na lang po pakiclaim. Dadating po yan dyan. Okay. See, we appreciate those people who did one-to-one to us. In fact, here in church, para po talaga ma-ensure, masigurado po na matutulungan tayo as leaders, we have a lot of equipping seminars here. We have one-to-one is just one of it. Victory Weekend is another. We have Making Disciples, the Purple Book, Foundation for Victory, Empowering Leaders. We have a lot of equipping seminars here in church because you know what? We value leadership development. And so that is why we want to encourage you, please take part. Please avail of these seminars, this equipping meetings, so that you will be trained and equipped as a leader. Amen? Amen. All right, finally is a good leader empowers. A good leader empowers. Sabi po dun sa chapter, verse 2 ulit, entrust to reliable men who will be qualified to teach others. See, Paul had this mentality. Now, it's not about me, it's about the people that I'm going to be able to raise up. Lahat po yun. Si Paul, ang dami niyang na-raise up na disciples because he is an empowering leader. He loves to raise other people also to be leaders like him. You know what? Ang dami niyang sinabihan, I believe in you, I trust you. In fact, the word entrust there is so critical because you know what? That's how you empower. If you trust someone, if you believe in someone. I want to close with this. And Pastor Steve, during his 50th birthday, Pastor Steve is our founder. And Pastor Steve, on his 50th birthday, a lot of pastors were there. And some of them, all the way from the U-Belt days. And during his birthday, a lot of them paid tribute. Ang dami nag-speech para sa kanya. But there's one thing common about all the speeches that were given to Pastor Steve. And all those pastors, all of them said, Pastor Steve, thank you for trusting me. Thank you for trusting me. Thank you for trusting me. Because you know what? Grabe po yung heart lang talaga dito sa family natin. That we trust each other. That we trust each other to, okay lang kahit na minsan nagkakamali ka, it's okay. Pwede ka pa rin maging victory group leader. Okay lang kahit minsan may mga hang-ups ka pa, it's okay. Because you know what? What matters is one chapter ahead. That you're growing. That you're maturing. That's what's more important here in the spiritual family. I like what Pastor Steve wrote, or actually Deborah said in the book Wiki Church with Pastor Steve. And this is the heart of the matter. From the very beginning, it was never about creating a position or a ministry for ourselves. We were always leading with the idea of leaving. So it's not about them. It's always about others. In fact, Jesus also was like that. Jesus, you know, when he was raising up his disciples, he was very empowering to them. He entrusted the best mission of all, which is the spread of the gospel into all the world to a bunch of flawed individuals. Because that's how empowering Jesus is. And you know what? As a leader, kung lahat po tayo dito, lahat tayo dito, leader, di po ba? If we learn to encourage, if we learn to equip, and if we learn to trust others, we learn to say, I believe in you to others, then we will be able to raise up other leaders like us. Because as a final statement, I want to leave you with this. A good leader is someone who encourages, equips, and empowers others to lead. Encourage, equip, and empower others to lead.